Today is Daf Zayin. Welcome. We're on Daf. I'm going to start. Go back to Daf Vavam Beis, like five lines from the bottom. We gotta, you know, pick up where we. What? Yeah, we have to get a momentum exactly. So we've been discussing the two goats of Yom Kippur, right? Why do you need two? Right. So we had asked the question that when it comes to Karbanos Tzibur, right? That let's back up for a second. How did this whole discussion start? It started according to Shimon, right? Right? According to Shimon, we had a whole discussion about here it is. The assay. The it started off with a question of if someone did a maisa after afrasha, does it work or not? Right? And Rabbi Shimon, the center of Bava Maral. Right. So Rabbi Shimon said the kisvei atzeres are shlamim, and why are they brought? They're brought for Tumas Mikdash Kedusha, which led us to the discussion of if why you need the second one for. What do you need the second one for? And we said Tumah that happens in between, right? If that's true, then you should bring Karbanos every second of the day, right? So we said no, it's after the Hafrasha. In other words, Yimafrish two. So Yimafrish one, an hour later Yimafrish the second one, and it saves you for the hour in between the two Hafrashas. When you bring it on Shavuot, 3 days later. That's what we said yesterday. Right? What about if you mafresh them at the same moment? So the Gemara says, no, you're not mafresh them at the same moment. You mafresh them one after the other. Right? So then we said, well, what if you are mafresh them at the same moment? Right? Who said you have to mafresh them one after the other? So Rav Papa said, bringing me a kasha from Karban Tzibur. Karban Tzibur is different. You know why? Because Leiv Bezdin Masna Lehen. Right? Leiv Bezdin Masna Lehen. So, what does that mean, Leiv Bezdin Masna Lehen? Right? That even though you mafresh them at the same moment, the Torah can't require. It can't be a requirement. So when you get the two goats for Shavuot, you have to buy them separate times. That can't be pshat. What is pshat? In economics. Bezdin buys them at the same time. But since it's Bezdin, so the Kedusha is not Chal, till Bezdin needs it to be Chal. With a regular person, there's no such thing like that. With a regular person, if you buy an animal, you makish an animal, you makish an animal. Well, I'm only going to makish it when I... No, it doesn't work like that. Whenever you buy it, whenever you makish it, you makish it. Bezdin can play a game like that. So they say, well, buying it, of course we're buying it at the same time. Why not? We don't have so much time on our hands to go twice to the store. We're going to buy it once. However, we're not making tichal until we need it, which is when? Right before we're going to shechter. Bezin could do that. Beis Hamikdash could do that for a carbon tibor, not a yachid. Okay? So up to Amalei Rav Yosei, Breder of Shmuel, Lerav Papa. Right? Umi Itle, Lerav Shimon, Lei Bezin, Masnalein. Does Rav Shimon even hold from such a thing? Does he even hold from such an idea? This whole thing is going from Rav Shimon. Bamar of Yidi Barav, and Amar of Yitzchak, Gamar of Yochanan. Tamidin, Shlo hutzruchu l'tzibur. If a carbon tamid that the tzibur doesn't need, what do you mean it doesn't need it? In the Beit Hamikdash, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day when they started to use the new fiscal cycle. So they used new animals bought with shkalim from the new year. What did they do with animals from the old year? In other words, they had animals in Adar still. They didn't finish them up. And they purchased them in Adar, they purchased them in Shvat, they purchased them whenever. And they're sitting there in the pen, in the base of the Mikdash, ready to be carbon tamid. Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes along. You can't use those animals anymore. Why? It's a new year. You're not allowed to use old money for the new year. So what do you do with these animals? What? Well, one second. So, Tamidin, carbon tamid, Shalohut Strikul and Tzibur. See, we don't need them anymore. You can't use them. What do you do with them? So, with the Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, ain niftin tamimim. You cannot be poda animals that don't have a mom. There's nothing wrong with these animals. Nothing wrong with them. With the chachamim, niftin tamimim. According to the chachamim, no, you can be poda them. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. Dibur of Shimon ain't nifted to me. Nothing wrong with these animals. The only thing wrong with them is that they were purchased in the wrong year. Nothing wrong with them.
So says Rashi. Dachi gomalah Rabbi Yochanan me Rabbe.
Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe.
Dipligi bar Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon. Li Rabbi Shimon less laid bez din mas na lehen.
You don't say this principle. Well, Bezdin's going to make them apply whenever we wanted to apply.
Lachshiran utmide shana haba
to apply them for the new year.
Lomar to say like this. Im hustrichu hustrichu.
If I need them in the old year,
I need them. Vim lav and if not, the kedushin lidneihem.
They should only be kodesh regarding kedushas damim. What's the difference in kedushas damim and kedushas karvan?
Kedushas damim is like a donated chair.
What are they going to do with that chair? They're going to sell it. I could donate a chair. I could donate a tissue box. I could donate an animal. I'm not supposed to donate animals. It could be carbonos. Kedusha son. I'm not supposed to do that. But you could do that.
So, she gives to Osam Mimos Kulin, below Mum.
Redeem it with money, Kulin money, without a Mum.
Beotziim Lachol.
Then they become
Chol. Beipul Dnei Lamotar Truma.
And then you can do with these animals what you want. Then repurchase them. Repurchase them. Sell them back to the Bezdin, back to the Beis Hamikdash, and repurchase them. Why? Because according to, according to Shem, we can't do this. In order for this to work, you have to lay Bezdin not selling.
Even though they're sitting in the pen, and sitting in the Beis Hamikdash, and they're ready to go, they're ready to go. It's like the third to last day of Azza. We have 20 animals in there. Only in 2 a day.
What's happened to the rest of them?
According to the Rashi, you can't say all this.
Listen, when they bought them, of course, a regular person can never do this. But it's Bezdin we're talking about.
So lay Bezdin Maslin. So they're only purchased in mind if we need them.
As it is, we didn't know. Maybe animals get mum, they die. So we have always an extra. Now we see it's the last day of Hazar. There's too many in there. What are we going to do with them?
Uldivich HaChamim, no! Niftin Tamimim!
Just redeem them. Aye, they're all Tamim.
Nothing wrong with them. They don't have mums. The Islahu lay best in Masna Layim. Tonight's that. This works. Alma, less lay Lub Shimon lay best in Masna Layim.
According to Rav Shimon, you can't do this.
The Islahu, if you could do it, Yukshiru Lutzmidin, below Yikaitu.
Right, that's the Kai, right, the leftover for the Mizbeah. That's what you do with them, according to Rav Shimon.
You use them for, when you have nothing to do with the Mizbeah, you bring them as Kai, HaMizbeah. Mizbeah shouldn't be idle. Right? But you can't, what do you see from the whole story? That Rav Shimon doesn't hold from Lev Bezdin Masna Layim. If he did hold from it, you could just sell the animals back and repurchase them. Ella Lesley, he rather doesn't hold from it, Kach Shemati B'Shavuot.
So Rashi said, I heard, that's what I heard, that's the shot that I heard.
Okay? V'od, back to the Gemara. V'od, second question. V'od, another question. V'od, also. Ha by mine Rabbi Yirmiya me Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya asked another question for Rabbi Zera. By the way, what's the ode? The ode is that
we said why you really you could be machris them the two animals for Shavuot. You buy them at the same time. You machris them together.
But since we're going to say lay bezdin,
zanachal at the same moment, right?
Zanachal at the same moment. So I have. First of all, Rav Shimon doesn't hold from that.
Second, even if he does hold from that, it's still a problem.
Why? Because Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zera the following question. To Iri Atzeres, the goats of Shavuot, Shekibel Daman B'Shnei Kosos, you catch them in two cups, the Nizrak Damo Shel Rishon, and then you sprinkle, in other words, you shech them at the same moment. You shech them at the same moment, you Mekabel Adam at the same moment, so what do you need the second one for?
Yeah, you said... Right? What do you need the second one for?
If you buy them at the same time. So what did we say?
Well, it's going to be Lev Bezdin. So we're gonna view the second one as taking place whenever we want. Whenever we want. Right?
You buy them, of course you buy them. It's a what if you check them at the same time?
What if you check them at the same time? Then what?
So, Shoshani Lamahu. Lamahu Ba. What's the second one? What do you need the second one for? Right?
He answers him back. You know, I'll tell you what he's the second one for.
Al tuma she'ira bein zrika shel zeh lezeh.
Between the tuma that's saved in between the two zrikas. Any tuma that takes place in those 5 minutes, that's what we need the second one for.
right? Ad kan lo miboyale, ela asa delachar shechita. That was the kasha. The kasha was, what are we going to do if they're done at the same time? Aval asa delachar afrasha lo kami boyale. But what are we going to do about aval asa delachar afrasha lo kami boyale? It was pasha to him that that would work. In other words, Yirmiyah's question was, well, what are you going to do if you shechita at the same time? You can do that. Then what are you going to do? And what did Rav Zeira answer back? Don't worry about that. But they're not going to be sprinkled with blood at the same time. So what did bother Rav Yirmiyah? What bothered Rav Yirmiyah was, what if you shechita them at the same time? Right? That bothered Rav Yirmiyah. Right? But aval ase de la acha hafrasha lo kami boyle, right? But any actions done after the hafrasha did not bother him. What's the kasha here? Help me out. Oh, exactly. That was so. What are we saying? That if you buy them at the same time, we're masna when we were having the second one take effect. We're masna. We said to Yirmiyah, says the Gemara, where Yirmiyah was bothered about what if the shechita at the same time? He was bothered by that. He wasn't bothered with the purchase at the same time. It didn't bother him. Why? Or mafresh. It didn't bother him. Or didn't it bother him? Because of course it works. Of course it works. There's no shiloh about that. Of course it works. Until the time of shechita. Then he had a kasha. Well, what if he shechita at the same time? But if the Mahfuz at the same time, he didn't have a shaila. It didn't bother him at all. Why? It was obvious. What was obvious? It was obvious. Look at Rashi. Where am I up to? Ad kan lo mi boy. Look at Rashi. Afilu l'Rabbi Yirmiyah. You see the Rashi there? You see it? Right. Exactly. Afilu l'Rabbi Yirmiyah. Lo metama. Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't have any problems. Ela imachaper ase del achar shchitaso ilo. Only if you shech them at the same time. Michlal. The pshitale. It was obvious to him. The bein zelazet. Between this and this. Between what and what? Between the half rushes. The ka'amr of Shimon. Betumas yontif ka'amr. That Rav Shimon said, we're talking about tumas yontif. And not half rusha. There was no shaila about that afrasha. And that's the whole pshat of Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's the whole pshat of Rabbi Shimon. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers, Dilma, im timtaloma ka'amar. So he said maybe that the question between Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zera was im timtaloma. If you want to say, Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't say that, but we're making it up as if he said that. If you want to say that there's a shita about hafrasha, what would you say about shechita? And therefore, that's not such a kasha. But the first kasha is a kasha. So Shimon simply doesn't hold from it. We prove he doesn't hold from it. So the whole thing is a kasha. Rashi even says that. Rashi says, below ifshite ba'ein. We didn't answer. The question's unresolved. Why is the question unresolved? Because we don't know what to say about Shimon shechita. Because we just prove he doesn't hold from it. So the whole thing is unresolved. New topic now. Okay, brand new topic. We haven't resolved the whole thing. What's the resolution? I don't know. Yes, that was the original question. I don't know what the answer is. Right, we tried to answer it, but I don't think we answered it because we don't. Rav Papa explaining of Shimon is wrong. We can't answer that. We don't know what to say about it. Right. Right. What about after that? We don't know. Itmar. Toda sheshachta l'shem todas chavero. You shech the toda
for someone else's Toda. Okay? Rashi says, look at Rashi there, down there. Toda sheshachta l'shem Toda s'chadero. Right? Lo sheshachta al menas sheitzchaper ba misha ena baila. Not that someone who's not the owner is getting a protection. No. The ain't that shini baila, el shini kodesh. That's a different thing. Shehoisa l'ruuvein Toda. Reuven had a Toda. Ula Shimon Toda, Acheres. And Shimon had a different Toda. V'shachar es Toda so shalteh, v'shem shal Toda so shalteh. You shechted Reuven's Toda, thinking it was Shimon's Toda. V'hu adin, said Rashi, very controversial, v'shochet chatat chelev, v'shem chatat dam. I did to a bear. I ate dam and I ate chelev. So I bring carbon for chelev and a carbon for dam, and they mix them up. Says Rashi, that's the exact same thing. Exact same thing, right, as Caleb and Dam, is Todas for Reuven, Todas for Shimon, right? Okay? Right. Because Shinu Bailam is, I have Reuven's carbon, I shech Reuven's carbon, thinking it's for Shimon. That's different. Here I have Reuven's carbon, but I shech Shimon's carbon. That's different. The other case is where I have Reuven's carbon, I shech Reuven's carbon, but I think it's Shimon's carbon. Here, I shech Reuven's carbon on behalf of Shimon, and then Shimon's carbon on behalf of Reuven. Different. Okay? It's different. It's a little different. So there's a whole discussion over here. Rashi says, this machlokas holds true regarding every carbon. Tosfos says, no, it's only carbon hoda because it's based on silken. So it's a machlokas about that. Right, what? Right. So based on psukim or not. So Rabba Amar Kshira. Rabba says it's fine. Rabbi Chizda Amar Ptula. Rabbi Chizda is not fine. Rabba Amar Kshira. Rabba says it's good. Toda, l'shem Toda, nishchata. The bottom line is, you shechted a Toda with the intent that it should be for a Toda. You had the wrong person? It's a big deal. Rabbi Chizda Amar Ptula. Why? Because l'shem shlamim didei, Rabbi Chizda Amar Ptula, l'shem has to be shattered for you, for the right person. If there's the right person in mind, Amar Rabba Minamina. How do I know that? The Tanya, because it says Ubasar Zevah Todas Shlomav Biyom Hikrivu Es Zivcho. Got to be for you. Abachanan Amar Mishmar Belazar Balalamed Toda Sheshachta L'Shem Shlomim Shira. If a Toda is shechted for a Shlomim, that's fine. But Shlomim Sheshachta L'Shem Toda Psula. That's not fine. Well, my hefesh bein zeh lezeh. What's the difference? The difference is obvious. Toda kriya shlamim. Toda is called a shlamim. The ain shlamim kriya toda, and a shlamim is not called a toda. A toda is a subcategory of shlamim. Shlamim is not a subcategory of toda. Okay. What? Right. Shlamim l'shem toda psula. We said that a shlamim brought as a toda is no good. Ha toda l'shem toda shera, but a toda brought on behalf of another toda, that would be good. My love, doesn't that mean the chavre that Reuven's brought as toda on behalf of Shimon? So you see from this whole story, that's good. So the Gemara says, lo, no, I think you brought Reuven brought a toda for Shimon. Lo, zidei, guy has to bring two todas. One because he crossed the ocean, and one because he got out of jail. So he brings two todas, right? So he brought the toda for the jail, and then they made a mistake, and they brought it, they thought it was a toda for the crossing the ocean. All right, that works. But not that he could bring one person for another person. That for sure doesn't work. Avol chavre mai, but if you bring it for someone else, psula, that would be puzzle. So the Gemara says, adatani l'shlamim l'shem toda psula, if you want to teach me that a shlamim brought as a toda is pasul, listni toda l'shem toda. Then think to the bigger chiddush that a toda brought for a toda is also pasul, but kolshke shlamim l'shem toda. And for sure, a shlamim brought as a toda is going to be no good, right? So the Gemara says shlamim l'shem toda didei itzrichalei. You need this din to teach me a tamim that's brought for his own toda. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. It's like five lines before the lines get wide. Dichsiv Zevach Todas Shlomo. Right? I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and finish the Gemara. Shlomim L'shem Toda Didei. I would have thought Shlomim L'shem Toda Didei. Istra Lay. Sagat has to mean I would have thought. Mid Toda Kruya Shlomim. See, the Toda is called a Shlomim. Why is the Toda called a Shlomim? Because it's a subcategory of Shlomim. Shlomim Nari Korean Toda. A Shlomim is also called a Toda. And if you shach it for a toda, it should be good. Kamash Malam is not good. Right? That's this whole Gemara. So we had a question, and it's a machlokes. We asked the kasha on one of them, and it's not resolved. We asked the kasha. He said it means you can bring a toda for a friend. We said maybe you can't. Back and forth, and we don't end it. So Rashi says, right there, the lights get wide. L'shem Toda Didei B'inan, the Siv Zevach Toda Shlomo. The high the Iflud B'Toda. You know why they argue on Toda? Mishum Dimine Maisi Rabba Siaya L'Milta V'Da'Avachana. Because that's the Makor where they try to bring a right that he's right. Mihu, however, who had in L'Shar Zvachim. The same thing would be, the same machlokis would apply other Kabbalah. I walk in with an Ola, you walk in with an Ola. They mix it up. Right? Same Tosfos says absolutely not. The only argument by Toda because of this pasuk. The pasuk might allow it. The sure for other kavanos is not allowed. That's what my chalukas Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, next the Rav is going to make a bunch of statements that they seem to contradict. They seem to contradict things that weren't already. So try to figure these out. I'm a Rava. Chatas sheshachta l'shem chatas kshera. If a chatas is brought as a chatas, right? In other words, chatas that's brought for eating chelev that is brought, and they think it's for achilas dam shera, that's kosher. Okay? The same ola, but if it's a chatas that's brought for an ola, that's obviously psula. My taima, what's the reason for this? Why, if I bring a chatas for avera A, and they make a mistake and it's brought for avera B, why is that good? My timer, because it says v'shachat osa l'chatas amarachmana, chatas l'shem chatas nishchata. So chatas is brought for a chatas, no problem. L'shem ola psula. If it's brought for an ola, it's pasul. That's Rava. There might be others who argue on that. That's Rava's statement. V'amar Rava. Rava says something else. Chatas sheshachta. A chatas that's brought al mi shmechoyev chatas on someone who's mechayev to bring the chatas. In other words, Reuven comes with a chatas, and it's brought on behalf of Shimon, who does not have any averus in his life, right? I'm sorry, he does have averus in his life. I'm sorry, he does. Chatas sheshachta, right? Almi, shechmukhoyiv chatas, Reuven's chatas is brought on behalf of Shimon, and Shimon, for whatever reason, also has to bring the chatas for something, psula, that's possible. Why? The Shinu B'Thron Ba. The wrong person. Almi Shemachuyev Ola. If a Chatas is brought on behalf of someone who is not Chayev to bring the Chatas, however, he's Chayev to bring an Ola, Kshera. That's kosher. My Taima, why is that kosher? Right? It says, V'chiper Alav. Alav V'lo Al Chaveiro. Reuven's bringing a chatas for Reuven. It cannot work for Shimon. Right? Chavero dum yedidei. Chavero is just like him. The mechoyev kaparaso kamoso. He's mechayev his own kapara. He's mechayev his own kapara, just like Reuven has to bring a kapara. So therefore, it's a problem of shin and bailim. It doesn't work. What does work? If the chatas is... What? Right. That needs a hezbo. Why does that work? Reuven is bringing a chata. You had that before? Okay. Fine. Right. It's counterintuitive.
Reuben and Shimon both eat kavanos, doesn't work. But if Shimon eats a different carbon, it does work. Okay, it's fine. Vamar Rava, listen to this one. Chatas sheshachta al misha ein mechuyif klum. Chatas is brought on behalf of somebody, right? Chatas sheshachta al misha ein mechuyif klum. Psula. If a chatas is brought, Reuben coming to bring the chatas. Why is Reuben bringing the chatas? Because by mistake he turned the light on Shai. He forgot it was Shai. He turned the light on. He's bringing the chatas. And they make a mistake and they bring it to Shimon, who has no Avera. He's not chayiv anything. Psula, it's possible. You know why? Because there's no such thing as someone who's not chayiv something. No such thing. Right? 1 minute. Why? She ain't lecha adam be Yisrael. There's no Jew in Israel. She ain't a mechuyav asay. That's not chayiv at least to be chayiv for being mevatel and asay. Oh, Omar Rava, Chatas, Mechaperes, Al Chayuv, Yasei, Mikal Vachomer. A Chatas will work to protect you, to be Mechaper you, for violating an Asei. It will work. How do you know that? It's a Kal Vachomer. Echaive Krisos, Mechaperes, it works for Chaive Krisos. Al Chaive Asei, Lokol Shkin. Doesn't work for Chaive Asei. It'll work if a guy is Mechal Shabbos, but it won't work if he forgot the bench. It won't work for that. Of course it works for that. Kal v'chomer. You hear this? So everybody in Klai Yisrael will always be satisfied with someone, will never be satisfied from someone else's chatas. Why? Because everybody has to bring chatas all the time. Everybody's about to say, says the Gemara. Maybe he was there earlier, he made the Kohanim crazy, the Kohanim forgot, and the whole mistake happened. By the way, the mistake always done with the Kohanim. The mistake is never done by the Baal. What? Baal doesn't do anything. It's always the Kahanim. So maybe Shimon was there. Maybe Shimon said the Shliach. The Kahanim got confused and they made a mistake. What? Maybe his brother-in-law was there and his brother-in-law told the Kahanim something and they got made him all... Yeah, exactly. Believe me, it could happen. Yeah, exactly. You never know. You never know what the story, what the reason is. Who knows? 1 minute, we're going to answer. Yeah. Who's there? Right? Shimon doesn't have to bring the chatas. He's not there. He doesn't have to be there. The Kahanim see Reuben. Reuben says, listen, I turned the light on by accident on Shabbos. Here I am with my carbon chatas. The Kahanim say, fine, no problem, get in line. Then, maybe Shimon's brother-in-law is one of the Kahanim, and he's talking about his brother-in-law and the whole thing. And my brother once forgot the bench, and the Kahanim bring the Reuben to Chazas, and they shacht it, and they do everything on behalf of Shimon's forgot the bench. And you know what? That's possible. He did it by Shliach. Even there. I don't know what the details are. I don't know. So therefore, it's all possible. Why? Because there's no such thing as someone. By the way, right. Yeah, you don't know why the Kohen made a mistake. It's a mistake. They made a mistake. You know how busy they were? Can you imagine doing 100 different things? So they made a mistake. Maybe Shimon's wife was there because she had a baby. Who knows? A million things could have happened. What? No, so there's All the Gemara is saying is, if Reuben's chatas is brought for another person, and that person is the God of Adar, or is anybody, whoever he is, it doesn't work. Why? Everybody has a sin. At least in Asay. And chatas covers Asay too. Why is chatas cover Asay? It's a Kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, what? Remember the Bas Minahu? That a chatas is the same thing as an Ola? That's what we're saying now. That a chatas, for Amar Rava, chatas sheshach dal misha mechoyev chatas psula. Just 2 minutes ago, that a chatas is brought on behalf of someone else that has to bring a chatas is no good. But Amisha Mechuyev Ola Kshera. But if it's for an Ola, it is good. So what do you see? They're not the same. So therefore, the Gemara says, right. So the Gemara says, Mikiva Lamachapra. It doesn't work. A chatas doesn't work for an Ola on a regular basis. However, Mikufya Machapra. It works a little bit. It helps a little bit. What does that mean? It helps a little bit? What does that mean? So I think Rashi says that if you're makrish an ola, it sure doesn't work. If the ola is waiting there, someone forgot the bench. What does he do? He feels terrible about it. What does he do? He brings an ola. Then the chazik will not work on you. Right? I think Rashi says that. Helgach al mishim uchiv ola kshira. Given to hifrish ola, shaychit kulu asay shireda a ola. If you makrish the ola, then your asay, your bitel asay, hangs on that ola. But sulo shaychat is gabe. Chazan has no room there. Avol, mi shalow hifrish klum. He never was mafresh anything. He doesn't even know about benching. The averos asay biyado, shayachatas gabe. Then the chatas can work. The ilu hayam makrev chatas mechafer asay mikufya. If you bring that chatas, it'll also pasar asay, incidentally. Hilta, chayal shmeh chatas, shenichshita l'shmo l'tzula. Therefore, it'll passel everybody in the world who doesn't have, who has to bring an assay, who has to bring an ola, and didn't love democracy yet. So we assume that if everyone has these hanging around. Right. No, los assay is a chata. Right. Oh, so that we're not accusing. No, we're not accusing Klal Yisrael having los ases in their pocket. That we don't say. I say it's a different thing. I forgot this. The guy forgot that. He forgot the bench. That can happen. So there are people running around with that. So when the Kahanim have the wrong machshava, and it's Reuven's chatas, but they thought of Levi or they thought of Yisachar, we assume it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because Mistamo Yisachar has to bring an ola for something. That's a good question. It's a good question. So Rashi said that if you bring a chelev chatos and they have in mind for a dam, it's okay. That's a machloket. Rashi said it was okay. Why? Because it's all chatos. What's the difference? I would imagine so. Because by the way, the Baal does vidui. He does some kind of vidui. Even though it's all a shogi. Right. What the level of kavani has to have, I don't know. Right. What the level of kavana he has to have, I don't know. Right, I don't know how. It's much better. Right. I don't think he has to know that. No, he said, no, Reuven walks into the bathroom and says, I did in a very show. Here's my chatas right there. Great, get in line. What's that? 1 second. That's for a chatas? Yeah, it's a chatas. Excellent. Then, when he gets into the line, the convict forgot, and he thought, oh, it's for someone else's... No, it's for Shimon's Aveiro. It's for Shimon. Right. Then you see, maybe you don't need Kavana. Right. Okay, next. Vama Rava, another statement of Rava. Ola Sheshachta Shalolishma. If an Ola is brought Shalolishma, Asr Lizrab Dama Shalolishma. It's Asr to do the Zvikat Adam Shalolishma. In other words, just because you start off doing something wrong, don't continue doing something wrong. Right? Ibai Zemakra, Ibai Zemakra. I have a Pasuk that says that, and I have a Svara that says that. Ibai Zemakra, that is Pasuk already. Moti Zifasecha Tishmar. You start off reading a neder and you end up making a mistake. So what happens? They give it a devil. Don't throw the whole thing in the garbage just because you made a mistake. Fix it in the middle. So just because you started chesting Shalol Shema, don't do this because Shalol Shema. And even by a Svara, it's obvious. Mishum Deshani, Ba, right? Just because you made a mistake. Kidderesh, Hirka. Like we said already in the beginning of the Masechta. Just because you start off making a mistake, don't continue with your mistake. Fix it, do the best you can. So you started off Shalol Shema, fix it, and do the rest of it, Lishma. That's all. No, you know what I mean? Let's say you dive in 3 quarters of Shmona Esrei without Kavana. Don't say, listen, the whole, I already 3 quarters of that without Kavana. I'll just run through the rest. No! The rest of it, you can have Kavana. It's not a crime. You can do that. It's okay. It's okay to do that. In the middle, right, just because you start off doing something wrong, don't continue. Doesn't mean if you start off doing something wrong, you can do something wrong. It means you continue doing something right. Your example is they continue doing something wrong. V'amar Rava, Ola habola achar mita, an Ola that's brought after someone died, right? Shachta b'shinu kodesh psula. If you sheft it, am I reading the right thing? Yeah. If you sheft it, who's shefting it now? The Yarshim. Right? Someone has designated Ola and he died. So the Yarshim sheft. Tim shachta b'shinu kodesh psula. And then you have to bring another Ola instead. But b'shinu bailim shera. But you have the wrong person in mind, that's kosher. You know why that's kosher? Because there ain't bailim achamita anyway. Anyway, there's no baal here. Why is there no baal here? Because the person died. Why are they bringing it? They're bringing it because it was set aside already. Might as well bring it. If you have the wrong person in mind, no big deal. If you have the wrong carbon in mind, that's a big deal. For Pinchas, Breder of Ami Amar, Yel Yesh Bailam Achamisa. No, there is Bailam Achamisa. Why? The Yarshim are considered the Bailam. Amalei Rav Asher, Pinchas, Breder of Ami, Dafkuf Kamamar Yesh Bailam Achamisa. Do you mean that really? Do you really mean that? That the Yarshim take the place of the Baal? Uboy Latui Olach Risi? And they would have to bring another Ola? Oh, Dilma, maybe no. He didn't mean it like that. He didn't mean it to be so bad. What you meant to say was, what you meant to say was that some of the Yarshim also have assays that they could they need a carbon for. And the Yarshim can use this Ola to help themselves. Is that what you meant? No, I didn't mean that. No, Dafka comes in. I meant Dafka. What? That what? But there is such a concept of Yesh Bailam Achar Misa, and therefore, right, they would have to, therefore, if this carbon was brought on behalf of the Yarshim, they'd have to bring another one. Why? Because they have not brought carbon on behalf of their father. The father's dead. The answer is Yesh Pshina Bailam Achar Misa. Okay? The Amar Rava. Rebbe says another statement. Ola daron hi. An Ola is a gift. Right? Hechi dami, what does that mean? Edeleka tshuva, if you didn't do tshuva. Right? Then zevach v'sharm toeva. By the way, kavanah is not magic. When you do good in kar, you have to do tshuva. Tshuva is a necessary component of kavanah. It's only said maybe a few times in passing, but it's a necessary component. You're supposed to view the animal as if it's you. I'm being slaughtered. I'm being tortured. I'm being, why? I did a sin. What? Yes, you do. That's the whole point of chazan. Even Mishogi, you need tshuva. Why? Because you're careless. If you're an onase or mitzasek, don't tshuva. That didn't do anything wrong. I'm walking by and I just brush against the light switch. That's nothing. But I turned on the light because I forgot it was Shabbos. I forgot it was Shabbos. Shabbos was not in the forefront of my mind. You bring the carpet for that. You hear this? Bring carbon for that. Now, if you eat the ikka tshuva, and if you did tshuva, who needs an ola? Did hatanya, abra al mitzvah taseh v'shav, if you did a mitzvah taseh and you did tshuva, lozaz misham, you don't move from there, ad shemochlamo, so you get forgiven. Right? Ella, shmamina, what do you see from here? Really, what's a carbon? What's a carbon ola? It was a gift. Zardu was a gift. Why? I do tshuva without a carbon. Right? What's the tshuva by not say? I forgot to bench. I didn't bench. What's the tshuva? Next time bench. You have to bench next time anyway. What is tshuva? What is tshuva? I didn't bench. But next time, I promise you, Hashem, I promise I'm going to bench. Next time you have to bench regardless of your promise. What does tshuva mean? You hear this? Is it an answer?
Yeah.
No, that's not what it is. Chatas al mi mechaper olo l'acher doron simen. Tanya nami hafti, Amr of Shimon.
What?
Right. I know. Beyond the scope of this discussion. Tanya Nami Hachi, Amr B'Shimon. Chatas Lamaba. Why is the Chatas brought? Lamaba? What do you mean, why is it brought? L'chaper, it's a kapara. Now, El Lamaba L'Fnei Ola. No, whenever you have a Chatas and Ola, the Chatas always comes first. Why? The Gemara says, L'praklit, it's like an advocate, Shenichnas, right? He goes in to plead on your behalf. He goes to the king to plead, right? Rita Praklet Nichnas Dorot Achlo. Then after he, that's the Chatos. The Chatos is the advocate. Please, you know, we need the following. Then, oh, thank you so much, I give you a gift. Okay? Next thing. What did we say? We said Chutz Min Achatos, Pesach V'Achatos. A Pesach, if it's not Lashma, it's completely worthless. It doesn't even do anything. It can't even go up on the staff. It must come down. How do you know that? Pesach Minolam. How do you know that? It says in Tvarim, Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, Vatitza Pesach, Hashem Alakecha, Shiukal Asiyosof L'Shem Pesach. Everything you do from A to Z has to be with the right kavana that you are bringing a carbon Pesach. Ashkechan Shinu Kodesh. That I know is if you can't mess up and change the carbon. Shinu Baila Minolam. How do you know you can't even mess up the people? Have the wrong people in mind? The Tzivit says, V'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu. Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Pesach. The Zvicha, the Shechita, should be because of a specific people. The Ainu Indian L'Shinu Kodesh. I don't need it for Shinu Kodesh. I already know that. The Ainu Indian, Shinu Bailim. Switch it to Shinu Bailim. That means if you have the wrong people in mind, it's no good from A to Z. Ashkechan L'Mitzvah. That means L'Chadchila, you should do it that way. How do I know that Bidiyevet is also no good? I would have thought, look, Achille, Bidiyevet, all right, it's not the end of the world. So the Amakra, no, but Zavachta, Pesach, Hashem, Alokecha. So you see that it's Ma'akev. Basketball, Rav Safra asks, wait a minute. Hi, Bidzavachta, Lahachi Uda Asa. That's what the word Bidzavachta comes to teach you? The Zinim of Shema? No. I'm a Bailey, look at the Rav Nachman. We need it for a different thing. Rav Nachman, the Amr of Nachman, Amr Abarabua, Benayin Lamosa Pesach. How do you know? A Moser Pesach. A Moser Pesach means you designated the carbon Pesach. Then you lost it. I don't know the animal went. Then you designated another one. Then you found the first one. So now you have two. You need two. So what do you do? It becomes a Moser Pesach. It's left over. What do you do with that? It becomes a Shlamim. The Moser Pesach, Shekarev, Shlamim. That a Moser Pesach is brought to the Shlamim. Shenemar, v'tavach the Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha, Zon u'bakar. It says in the Pesach, Zon u'bakar. You can't bring a carbon Pesach from Bakar. A carbon Pesach has to be assessed. What's Bakar? The answer is, hello, ein Pesach ba, el melach basim, u'min ha'izim. A Pesach can only be a goat or a sheep. Right? Mikan, l'mos ha'Pesach, she l'dav rabba min ha'tona min ha'bakar. U'mayniyu, shlamim. That's what I knew the word, these extra words over here, Bidzavachta. To teach me there's a din of Moser Pesach. What do I do about the din of Lishma? I don't learn it out from here. The Gemara says, El Amr of Safra, Bidzavachta Pesach. Look at the Rav Nachman. That's according to Rav Nachman. Shamar is Chodesh Aviv. The words, Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, L'mitzvah, B'shini Kodesh. That teaches me that you can't have the wrong, you can't change the status of the carbon. V'yamarta zevach pesach v'shinu bailav l'mitzvah. That means you can't have the wrong people. Who, and the word who, is la'akev bin hacha l'hacha. Everything is ma'akev. And b'diyevet, everything is no good. V'ashkechan zvicha. That teaches me zvicha. Shar avodos minolan. What about other avodos? The Gemara is going to give such a fascinating answer. Ho v'gali gali. Well, since it says it by one, it applies to all of them. Yes, they have all these drushes, kabbalah, halakha. Now we just say, well, it applies to Zvich, it's good enough. Rav Ashi Amar, hold the goli goli lo b'rit. What kind of answer is that? Well, once we said it by one, we said it by all. I don't say that answer. Ella, avodos minolon. How do I know all the avodos? The Siv, it says, zos toras l'ola v'la mincha. V'tanya, and we learned, v'yom tzavoto, it's b'nei tol hakavetz karbonehem. The day that they had to bring the karbonos, it says, zeh b'chor maitzah pesach. That b'chor, maitzah, and pesach are also included in Zos HaTorah of all the Karbanos. Hikishu HaKas of L'Shlamim. Everything's compared to L'Shlamim. Ma Shlamim, Ben Shine Kodesh, Ben Shine Baila V'ina L'Mitzvah. So that by Shlamim, everything has to be done for a mitzvah. Afkol, Ben Shine Kodesh, Ben Shine Baila L'Mitzvah. So too by every Karban, including the Karban Pesach, it has to be done right. Ushloki Shlamim, Ma Shlamim, just like a Shlamim. Ben Zvicha, Ben Shar Avodas Lo Chalakta, Ben L'Mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference. All the Avodas, everything is ma'ake, right? Ella, who, lamali? What do I do with the word who? That word's extra. So kidatanya. Nema pesach who b'shchita la'ake. By pesach it says who b'shchita la'ake. Avo asham, by an asham, lo nema bar who el achar toris imurin. The word who is said after these fats are burned. Why? Behu atmo shlohuktu emurav kosher. By a carbon not asham, if a carbon asham, if this lack of kavana at the very least, the whole thing is the whole kavana done. They brought all the four avodas have been done, but the emurim were not burned lishma. That's not a big deal, not a problem at all. Why? It's a kosher. Why? Because the word who is said so late in the game. That's why the who Pesach is here to contrast that. Okay. Tomorrow we'll know. We'll get into the same exact story. Why by a carbon chata is also has to be done lishma from A to Z. Right. These are the two exceptions. Pesach chata. Tomorrow we'll do chata. Everybody have a good day.